In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. So right now it's the Mercy Hour, 3 p.m. It's the hour in which we call to mind what happened about 2,000 years ago when our Lord, hanging from the cross, said to the Father, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit, and it is finished. And then the soldier came and he pierced our Lord's heart with a lance from which blood and water came gushing forth, symbolizing the birth of the church and the birth of the sacramental life. So in this chapter of Divine Mercy, I'd like to pray in a special way for those who maybe are despairing of God's mercy, that through our prayers that they would, irrespective of their past, that they would just have a limitless trust in God's merciful love. That would be my intention.
Of all those who know that Jesus in their heart, that they let Jesus come to their heart, get to know them, and they get to know Jesus up everywhere.
And that, do you have an intention?
I'd like to pray for the holy souls in purgatory. They may quickly come to go to heaven.
Now, do you have an intention also?
I'm going to pray through this chaplet that anyone who dies today, that no sinner will die today in unrepentant mortal sin, that the grace of Our Lady will touch them to repent before they die today.
So we'll spend about 20 seconds of which you can offer your own personal attention. We'll offer these also to the Heart of Mary. Chapter of Divine Mercy. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father, the Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father, the Almighty. From there he shall come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, resurrection of the body and life everlasting.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole, for the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
The sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
The sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
The sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
The sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
The sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood,
soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
The sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
The sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
The sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
The sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood,
soul and divinity of your dearly beloved
Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, atonement for our sins and those who, for the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father,
I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father,
I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Mother One, have mercy on us and the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Mother One, have mercy on us and the whole world. Holy God, Holy Almighty One, Holy Mother, have mercy on us. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you.
Number 101 in the diary. You alone know how the soul, engulfed in darkness, moans in the midst of these torments, and despite all this, thirsts for God, as burning lips thirst for water. It dies and withers. It dies a death without death. That is to say, it cannot die. All its efforts come to nothing. Is under a powerful hand. Now the soul comes under the power of the Just One. All exterior temptations cease. All that surrounds it becomes silent, like a dying person who loses contact with everything around it. The person's entire soul is in the hand of the Just God, the thrice holy God, rejected for all eternity. This is the culminating moment, and God alone can test a soul in this way, because he alone knows what the soul can endure.
It's a divine diary, the divine mercy in my soul. But I think it's important that we take into account that in God there are, it almost seems to be opposing virtues. They are virtues. God is merciful. And what is mercy? Mercy is the love of God forgiving the sinner. But I think it would be a very incomplete interpretation of God. We never mention the fact that God is just also. So there must be a harmonious blend of God's justice and his mercy. The mercy is his greatest of all virtues, but God is just also. And what is the moral virtue of justice, according to St. Thomas Aquinas? Giving to everyone his due, what he deserves. So let's have great trust in God's mercy, but also we should have fear of the Lord. Because fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The Lord be with you. The intercession of St. Faustina Kowalska and St. Paul the Cross. May God bless you in a very special way. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you very much.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Okay, Father.